Welcome back to The Controversial Mom, where we say the quiet part out loud and fight unapologetically for parental rights, faith, and freedom in our schools. Today, I'm bringing you a deeply personal episode because for the past 3 years, I have been fighting tooth and nail to protect my own child from being pulled into mental health programming at school while I did not consent to it. As recently as last year, the only way that I could keep my son out of these so-called counseling classes was to physically check him out of school every 2 weeks. Yes, you heard me say that correctly. Every 2 weeks, I had to leave work, go to the school, check him out, just so the system would not override my parental authority and put him into classes against my consent. But for the first time in what feels like forever, I have the most amazing news when it comes to mental health services in our public schools. Earlier this year, Alabama passed what I consider to be probably the most parent-friendly school mental health law in the country. Thanks to something called Act 2024-455, parents now must opt in every single year before their child can receive any form of school-based mental health services. This is huge. Any mental health services is clearly defined in this new law, and it includes one-on-one sessions, large and small group sessions, and these so-called emotional learning support classes. The only exception to any of this is if there's truly an emergency dealing with a child, if there's imminent threats, suspected abuse, or just extreme grief counseling. So services can still be provided without parental consent in a couple of situations, but honestly, I can deal with that. I think that that's appropriate. So for the record, I fully believe that this is a compromise and it is very fair for both parents, students, and schools. So while on a personal level, I do not believe in any form of therapy in our schools, I can actually settle for this situation because it does allow parents full access to these parents, to these services, after and only after the parent provides fully informed consent for their children to attend these classes. Informed consent being the key word in all of this. But for me, here's the best part in this entire story. Okay, maybe second best part. The new opt-in form is everything I've ever wanted, and it's what I believe any parent could ever ask for. I saw a draft version of this consent form earlier this week for a school system in South Alabama. So I don't know that it's going to be the exact form for my son's school, but I'm pretty confident that it'll be pretty similar. The first thing I did when I saw this form, after like jumping up and down, screaming and shouting with excitement and texting my legislator with this amazing news, I shared this form with every chapter chair of Moms for Liberty across the country. I am not exaggerating when I say within minutes of making that post and sharing this form, I had people texting me, emailing me, and commenting back on Facebook asking for a copy of this law because they are so excited about the law, how it is written, and the form that is now required per state law. It is amazing. And I have to say, for once, I think that Alabama is leading the way with this new standard in a very positive way. I'm always critical, so I feel like when there's something positive, I have to also give it a shout out, and this is certainly one of those cases. This actually changes everything for parents when it comes to mental health services, and it goes into effect in just a couple of weeks. October 1st is the actual first day that the law goes into effect, and let me tell you, it's a total game changer. But let's walk through exactly what's on this form because that does matter a whole lot. This form outlines what types of services are covered in the school system. And that's a very big needle mover because prior laws didn't clearly define all of this, but now we have it figured out. The form also includes parent permissions for specific counseling activities. It's not just a blanket sign-off that says, yes or no, my child can receive mental health services. It also offers a section where parents can consent or revoke their consent at any time. So you may start out wanting to have this for your children. 6 months later, say no, you can easily revoke your consent at any point during the year. That level of transparency is what every parent deserves, and it's what I have been screaming and shouting for years. So it's been a good week, people. Now, in contrast with all of this, you have Illinois, where Governor J.D. Pritzker just signed something called SB 1560. It's a new bill that requires mandatory mental health screenings of all students for grades 3 through 12. Every student has to have this every single year. It takes effect in a couple years in the 27-28 school year. And it does appear that parents can opt out, but it's an opt-out, not an opt-in, which means the full burden is on parents to ensure they know what this is, what it's doing, how it's applied, and that they have a right. Alabama is the exact opposite, and again, I say we're leading the way because it should be an opt-in, not an opt-out. But let me say this very clearly in case I'm confusing anyone. I absolutely do not support this bill out of Illinois. It is insane government overreach, and it is an open invitation for mission creep, data collection, psychological profiling of our kids, like all the things that you could imagine. This Illinois law is exactly it. Mental health screenings sound harmless until they're not, until we really start understanding what's going on. What screening tools are these teachers in these schools using? What data are they collecting? Where is it going? How are they safeguarding it? Who has access to it? And what happens when a child answers a question the wrong way? And what if a parent doesn't opt out? Maybe they're busy, they're overwhelmed. Maybe they didn't see the notice or the form. I don't know, maybe they don't speak fluent English. There's lots of reasons, but none of that is parental choice. That's just simple coercion. A parent not knowing that they have to fill out a form to protect their child is not parental rights. But thankfully, we have Congresswoman Mary Miller, who's also in Illinois, and she has introduced a bill called the Parents Opt-In Protection Act, which would require all schools that receive federal funds across the country to get parental consent before ever subjecting students to any type of mental health assessment, survey, or screening. So just to kind of make a point here, her federal law is doing exactly what Alabama's new law has put in place. Alabama is leading the way. And I will say, this is one of the rare times I will actually support federal involvement in what really should be a state level issue, because this topic is truly that important. We have to protect our kids and we have to respect parental authority. I'm glad that we have someone like Mary Miller in DC who also sees it that way and is willing to take this effort on and fight the good fight. Miller's bill is a direct response to what's happening in the Illinois mandate, and it helps put protections in place for places like Alabama in the future. She definitely believes in parental rights, and she's willing to stand strong and fight against it. And that's never been clearer than when she said this in a recent press release. Parental rights are not optional. The government has no business collecting psychological data on minors without the full informed consent of parents. And it's really that simple. And it's why I stand with her on this bill and on this issue. This topic of mental health in our schools is so much bigger than what we're dealing with in Alabama. It's so much bigger than what they're dealing with in Illinois. It truly is a national tipping point. And if we allow our schools to normalize these mental health screenings without fully informed consent of parents, we're setting a very dangerous precedent. Because while today it may be screenings, tomorrow it's going to be therapy. And then we're going to deal with behavioral interventions, digital profiling, medication, God only knows what else. All while parents have absolutely no say or insight into what's happening. I've seen what unchecked mental health programming looks like in our schools, and I've had to fight it every step of the way. Not because I'm anti-mental health, but because I am 1,000% pro-parental choice. Support does not start with the state. Support for our children starts with our families. And the only way we build strong, resilient kids is to put parents, not bureaucrats, in the driver's seat when it comes to making choices for our children. So as always, I have homework. So here's what I'm asking you guys to do. Share this episode with the parents in your life. Make sure that they know what their rights are. Ask your local public schools for the revised opt-in form and make sure that every parent you know not only has a copy of the form, but they understand the details that are in that form. Next, contact your local legislators and make sure they know you do not want Alabama to ever mandate mental health screenings for our kids in our public schools. And finally, tell your congressman that you support Representative Mary Miller's bill and that they need to either co-sponsor or get behind it and make sure that they see it through. We need that law at a national level. As always, guys, thanks for listening and keep fighting. And don't forget, your rights as a parent don't stop at the classroom door. We'll see you guys next week.